shed out the people. Yeah, the old carer and that. But I know. And I stayed for still. And,
Dean is expected to be handed over to American officials in the Syrian capital of Damascus about now. Matthew Leach reports.
Alan Steen was a professor of journalism at the American University in Beirut. He was kidnapped along with three colleagues in January 1987. His release has come even more quickly than expected. His captors, Islamic Jihad, said last night he would be freed within 48 hours. News which brought relief to relatives like his brother Craig.
Everybody
to go back to New York and live like they want to live and not have to worry about whether he's coming home or is in danger of any hostage or something like that.
Mr. Steen's release came less than 24 hours after another hostage, Joseph Sosipio, was freed. One other American, Terry Anderson, and two Germans are still being held in Lebanon.
Within the last half an hour, Kevin Maxwell has resigned as chairman and chief executive of Maxwell Communication Corporation. His announcement came after a two-hour meeting with the group's bankers. Kevin Maxwell took control of the company following the death of his father, Robert Maxwell, last month. Simon Cox reports.
Mr. Maxwell said he...
You going now?
Keep turning that radio off. I want to listen to the phone in.
I got a watch thing on.
What? What?
The watch name. Don't ask me another
one. What do you want that one for? I'm trying to listen to the radio. I want to listen to the phone in. What's the question then on the radio? I wrote a question for yesterday.
Yeah, because it says it'd be coming in on...
On Saturday you had to have one as well.
Well, I'd get that off Maggie. She saves so her papers.
I might have Saturday.
Joe'll have a look in the
I won out the winnings.
No, alright.
Saturday. What, have you got Saturdays there?
No, I haven't.
Saturday. We all, because Joe keeps them off.
You put some up for the paper round, don't you? And Maggie do, see, she keeps hers.
Well, where's yours? In the sack?
Yeah, must be.
You should put it out. They use the paper, Betty.
I know.
Is the sack? Go and have a look.
Yeah, if it's too dirty, I'm not bringing it in, Mike.
All right, shut up.
You're sure to have no room.
Got a winner and £25, haven't I?
Mm. Lucky. I've done them in the Sunday's paper. You've got to find out six mistakes. Well, I found them.
No, it's not in either of those. Except it must be the one that's closed now. But open it. It's yucky, nasty.
Right then, another token. You want day one, which is Saturday.
All right. Yeah, and then what? Just bung it in the envelope and send it
just
off.
Just bung that in like that. Wait
till Saturday morning, and then they'll tell you. Then send it off.
We all got to send it off.
Yeah, Saturday. You've got to send it off. Because
all the tokens is December the 10th.
Yeah, what Saturday is now?
You have to have tomorrow's. No, you've got to have all the tokens every day.
It's every day.
You'll get one in every day, yeah.
But you've got to have Saturdays to start with.
Well, you've got to have Saturdays to start with,
Saturdays,
you've got
them on all this week. Saturday to Saturday.
That's the one you don't say in. What paper's that?
It says attach. Mirror. Wait a minute, it says attach our three tokens.
Saturday.
Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday.
It may not be Saturdays.
Yes, it is. It says
suffrages. It says suffrages.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because this is 2 and 3, so it says attach R3 tokens.
Oh, well, yes. Maybe a different picture then coming on Wednesday. Yeah, probably.
And then you've got to send it off and put your entries in an advert and send it to Asda Contest.
Oh, that's
don't get it on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, how many things did I put in for the thing in the drawers in Asda? I put
hundreds.
Dozens in.
Never won a bloody thing. Yeah, but somebody got a win, haven't they?
Yeah.
You don't never know.
What
you,
girl?
Nice. Thank you.
But if it, is it, oh, I've got to send it, I've got to send it after, I've got to send it to the mirror, have you?
You've got to send it to the address I've written.
The mirror.
Uh-huh. Oh, mirror, is it?
No, somewhere or other, I don't know.
Somewhere. Oopsie, roomsie. Asda Contest, Daily Mirror, Black Horse Road, mirror, London, yeah. SE 997 UB. Yeah, I reckon that might be lucky seeing you did that at some point. Never know, somebody got a winner. Might be I. Might
well, the other day, they were so easy the other day, I thought myself, who was the one that sang the green grass? I knew that, didn't I? And then the other was a member of parliament, and I knew he, I think it was, stood up there. Tory member of parliament, and I know it's not. It's something like, what can I say? Oh, it'll come to me in a minute, what it was. And Joe said, yeah, that's he. Oh. Michael somebody. Stoutish man. He's somewhat like Baker, but he's a bit stouter. I knew he. And then on the other world was who wrote, who was the summit of the Blightons? Well, it's Enid, wasn't it? There's three easy ones. Now, Danny. Micah Main. Add it then. Begins with an M. Begins with an M. And it's two M's. Micah. Something like that. Oh.
It'll come to you.
Yeah, come to me, yeah. Micah. Something like Main. Something like that. And yeah, I'm still waiting for the postman.
Oh dear. Where's my chlorine?
Yeah, fun.
Is it working?
Yeah,
proceeding.
So I haven't got my stuff yet. No intentions of getting it? No.
Well, she hasn't said. I expect next week when she sits to do it, it's easier, isn't it?
There won't be so many people about it. It's the last week this week, isn't it?
Yeah, can't go in. We can't, can we? After. It's only them. Only employees.
December, isn't it?
So they'll have to run on the place then and be able to go in and out once they please, I suppose. She sits at 2 as well next week, so it's easier.
Yeah.
Girl asked her if she'd change shifts with her next Wednesday. She told her to go away politely.
Yeah.
No way she wanted her to do a night. She said, I'm not bloody doing a night and then back in here 6 o'clock. Should I have to stay on all night and all day? You get on. I'm not doing it, certainly not. You won't get nobody to change over with you now around
not
Christmas.
Now, not this time of the year.
And then that. So.
I've done chips.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not my friend, I don't worry about
it. She ain't your friend. Why not?
Because I told her, I said that phone bill's still in there waiting to be paid. No. I should take it and pay it on Thursday. Don't worry about it. I said, you just better.
Well, it's my pocket first is last.
Well, she rang the bill up. £98. She rang the bill up with Julie. It wasn't me and Clayton. They're on there permanent. I called her BT. She all had the bleeding phone stuck to her ear all.
Of course, they don't realise I'm on them. I'm on there.
And she cannot get up without going on the phone.
Oh.
So I'll be on the phone all the bleeding time.
She got a lodger and the lodger said she made five phone calls. Oh.
And she said that's all she'd make was five phone calls. But anyway, there was 2 numbers there unaccounted for.
Oh.
So Penny rang those numbers to find out where it was, and it was something to do with the council or something. And that was her phone calls as well, what the other girl had made. Anyway, her husband's so bleeding dopey, he said, oh, chuck 20 quid down and we'll cry quit. So of course the girl was laughing.
How much money?
127.
And he chucked 200
And he said, chuck 20 quid down. And he said, that'll do for you, for the lodger. And he bloody paid the rest. So he sold.
£20? She must have used more than that.
Well, he said, goodbye, £20, they'll be quite
happy. Was it a business people or something?
No.
Ordinary people?
Just ordinary phone.
No money for the eyes.
Mind you, he runs the Skittles and he runs the underground stuff and he does this.
So my name is ours for a lot on this ambulance one.
Oh yeah, of course.
And you used to think that calls was only tuppence for 3 minutes.
They're going up again, aren't they, in January?
Aren't they?
They're not.
Well, the calls. Oh, why should bloody get
it's in there, it's in there.
It's 44p a minute now,
isn't it? 38 for 2 minutes, isn't it? Yeah. What is it, 2 minutes? Yeah, but I mean, you don't realise. I mean, what's
no,
2 minutes?
2 minutes is gone, isn't it? By the time you say hello, that's it.
Well, I remember last time getting bloody, oh, that phone smart's getting on my nerves. I'm going to write, what joke going to write on? The mill. Yeah.
We always got the.
We've had them change once because it was somebody down.
Yates Bathrooms, we have.
So we have Armitage Wine Company.
Yates Bathrooms, all the time.
But it was a stores before. Remember that store? Some of the stores, wasn't it?
Yeah.
God, they changed the line. They changed the number. Looks just bloody bad now.
That's it. It's absent.
Yeah.
I don't like Asda.
No,
in fact, I've got to cut my dinner.
I don't like Asda now.
No, I hate it now. I bloody hate it. We went out Friday night. Have you ever been to Dundas? They don't have a suggestion box. They had a kid's party again, where the smokers end is.
Yeah.
And why do they have kids' parties where there's smokers? They're all even smoking with children.
Yeah, but you want a kids' party around there with all that bloody going on.
It was terrible. The music was so loud.
I don't know. This is in the nature. I don't know.
Why don't they have it right down there, that end, where there's no smoking and the little children be bright out
there? They can have a room on their side if it comes there.
Well,
They've got a room there, haven't they?
But there's a bloody place, and on a Friday night of all granny times, it was very
Do shop Sunday? Yeah.
I don't believe in shopping on Sunday. I wouldn't go to a shop on Sunday anyway. I just don't like shopping on Sundays. There's nothing religious about it. It's a day that the shops are shut on a Sunday, and it's a day in there.
I think it's the Lord's Day, and I'm not a bloody...
Well, it's a day of rest.
It's a day of rest. They give you that.
I just don't...
I'd rather come in Barry's, say, Ben, oh, I've got off a party, I've got some sugar. And I don't ever do that, because I don't like doing it. But I would, rather than go around
shopping. I don't do it. I wouldn't go shopping on Sunday.
That is not on religious grounds either. That is because I just think that they work 6 days, they should have a day off anyway.
That's bloody greed, half of it.
Only the unions.
I mean, you can only spend your money once.
Of course you can.
So if you're going to go out there on a Sunday, they ain't going to go out there on another day. Spend your money once.
That's it. So if you go Sundays, you ain't going to go Mondays or Tuesdays, whatever.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's a flash in the pan. It'll suddenly die down and say, well, it ain't worth opening. We ain't taking another day.
They're only going to do it 4 weeks before Christmas.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, to Christmas.
Oh, is it?
Well, Tesco's took as much Sunday as they took last week.
Because it's a new broom, isn't it?
Just like,
new broom sweeps clean.
Yeah, same amount of mother.
Oh, well, they keep doing
so
it.
So they'll keep on if they can.
Yeah.
But I mean, these do-it-yourself places have been open for, well, defied the law now for a long, long time.
I mean, we know there's firemen, there's doctors, there's ambulances, all that got.
People wear small people's homes, etc. God on Sundays, haven't they?
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with a lot of things. I think I've been all in frumpy.
No care.
All in frumpy.
You haven't got a mint, have you?
A mint?
My mouth tastes horrible.
Do you know that my mouth was like that the other week? And I only said to Joe yesterday down the
table. Or dry fruit drop or anything. It's horrible.
Yeah.
My mouth's terrible.
That's how mine was like that.
Anything.
And the doctor told me to give me the name, put it up all like that, it's expensive, just a mouthwash, and that's my trick.
got a
chocolate. Well, I might take my taste a little bit. I need just after yesterday to Joe. I said, oh, chocolate. I'm not coming.
It's a nice nutty one.
No, I don't like the nutters.
Did Joe like the nutters?
Yeah, but I didn't like them very much.
Oh, sorry, got me then. They're 92 pence. But they're nice. Yeah. I had two as
well.
A bag. Nice big bag. Uh-huh.
You'll get a lot, they in the, with them
roses
or the other one, I guess they don't they?
I sat in bed next to when I was watching me
film. Well, can you chop in there?
Yeah. That's what I'll be thinking, coughing all night now. But I wouldn't. You see, they're making you cough now, Sue.
Yes, I swallowed the nut, huh?
Oh, no. Do you hate you cough?
No, yesterday afternoon I said to Joe, I fancy a bit of chocolate. He said, well, go and see what you want. And I walked along back and front like that, and I said, oh, no, I don't know whether I want it or no, I said. So I said, I'll have a cup of the mint, I said there. And I said, when I said no, and I said, there's some chocolate Brazils there, look. Well, of course, I don't even get them into the quarter of my bed.
Well, no.
Anyway, he said no. He said no, yeah, you don't eat too many. You like they, but you want some, I'd say to him, have a night, I've been buying more ice cream in that. Mm. And he likes a bit of ice cream.
I do like a bit of ice cream.
I bought one this week. I've had it before. Anyway, it's a bit dear, but oh, it was lovely. It's a butter and a, what is it, one, but it tastes a difference.
Oh,
this is different. Yeah, it was nice. I buy another one.
God, such a lovely selection, mine.
So you're having your chocolates now, then?
Well, yeah, I will. I'll have, but yesterday
I... No, I mean for fries.
No, I am eating out of a tin of chocolate. I am had nothing. Can I make a favour?
Tin of chocolate. Well, he does, not you.
I'm asking her and asking her. But I said, oh, I did say to Joe, I said, you're because our Doreen said about it, didn't she? She rang up, she said, thanks, all the same. But she said, I don't know what it is, mine, but it's a man, whoever it is, been a card.
Oh,
so she eats. I don't know what it is. So I said, well, that's nice.
That's all right then, so if you want anything perhaps
you No, I wouldn't have. And, but Josie won't go over there.
Can't blame him, can you? I mean, Judy works out there. She rarely goes in there. She hates going
to the shop. Well, I've asked Sally, and if it don't come, I don't say, oh, where is it? I think, well, if they don't want to bloody get it, that's it.
Yeah, I don't worry. Yeah, I don't worry. I asked her to get some for... The children's coming up next weekend, and she said, don't worry about the kids, leave it to me. So I thought, oh, well, she'll get some next week.
Sorry, she'll get mine.
Come up,
she got mine, yes.
She must have.
I got nothing in our house. I am a number of weeks, aren't I, Ben? No chocolate at all. I even come into her one day, so she had more
chocolate.
She never bloody had that.
Does she bring any Sally at all?
Yeah, she brings some things.
Oh, ah, sometimes.
Like she brings with these or
if there's anything going, I suppose.
One of those bags, you know, with all the bits and bobs she just brought for him last week. But she don't bring like she did, you know what
I mean? But they just say it's so crowded over there. I get
It's crazy, isn't it?
I thought I don't feel the one.
Last year this time, Beth, well, you know, you got killed in this, can you remember?
Yeah, we killed if you
ever... Killed to get in.
So stupid.
I said, as Beth said, you'll have one way over there, that's what they
all do. One way system, so everybody goes round.
And if they forgot some of bad luck.
Yeah, too bad.
Because we're going over there, and there's somebody coming this way. Oh, God, the last time I had it.
Baskets at the ass. Yeah. I mean, okay, people can't help that, but
they got the bath.
It's no pleasure, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
Anyway.
Got some nice tea.
I've done some face peas and some scallops dinner time. And I ain't kidding, I so enjoyed it. And I said to Joe, I wouldn't mind that for Christmas dinner. I really
What was it, Emma?
I'd love fresh peas. Scallops and peas, and I really, from butter, a cup of tea. I really enjoyed it. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Nice. And a place, it was so tight. Ooh, I love place.
No, I told Clayton he's got to have the steak for his Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to have steak.
So, wonderful job, wonderful.
I'm going to have steak.
Steak and chicken, peas.
Yeah, I don't want.
Steak and creamed potatoes.
A
sickle cold
strike.
Garden peas and side salad. That is what we're going to have. I'm a sweet man. Like it, and lump it as tough. There's only three of us in there, because the girls are going out.
Well, I'm going out all night.
Where are they going? Going out to some friends in Stockwood.
What's the best way to cook steak then?
What, all day?
In the oven, very slow.
All day?
All day and all night. I'm not coming out to a box in night.
Oh, great.
Nice, isn't it?
What do you do, cover it or...
Wonderful.
What do you do, cover it or don't cover it?
I know, I get a bloody good bang both sides and I just lay it out with a little drop of water. It's tiny.
No fat?
Just a tiny bit of it, nothing.
I'm going to have the best steak.
Our Clayton said, do you have beef as well?
Surely, I'm going to do some for the next day, cook it, so we can have it cold with salad or something. I don't want to, but
whatever meat I've got, I'm gobbling, I'm going to cook it all Christmas Eve.
It's ever summer open night, we go out to dinner, but there's nowhere open around here. I don't think he fancies it. I suppose it's the look of the place, is that?
Yeah. Bloody heavenly food up there.
At where?
The Alassio in Kingswood.
I'm going to phone tonight.
But it is lovely. Yeah. Everything's eatable and it's all cooked and boiling hot and really nice. Service is excellent. Yeah. Really nice. Gets packed. Upstairs and down.
I said it could well be booked. I said to Joe, last night we were chatting about it.
It's really nice.
But if otherwise we don't, then ask what I'm going to do. I'm just going to want turkey or chicken. I had a great big chicken sunny and he was a beauty, honestly, the day. But do you know, I didn't fancy it.
I didn't like chicken on my dinner anymore.
I know, I enjoyed it cold yesterday, though.
What company Christmas Day?
Yeah,
I love
house full of people, 13 for lunch.
Oh, I love for some cold. Let me find
somebody
else.
You don't have somebody else.
Set the bleeding dog up, make it for me.
They're called all touchable in. Let me see, 12 to lunch. 12.
Oh, that's better. Make it a round figure up.
12.
Oh my god.
I used 2 years ago, but
I could put up with it now. No.
And I got 16 to tea. I'm having a rest box today.
Going somewhere else?
I'm staying on my own.
I thought it was going to Marion's this year.
No. I want a rest.
All right, you going?
He's playing at mine.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
Let me shake every time. I shall have a big shave rash.
Please have a big shave rash, Nina. Joe will say,
a whole day can't shave.
What are you moaning about now?
Well, where's shave? Whoa. I get a rash there. Well, you're on the doctor dinner time. You know what? Wendy.
Yeah.
It's on about that. And it's called. I can't tell you. Begins with an S. I thought that's what bloody. People think it's sciatica, but it's in with that, but it's a funny name. And it's this woman had it, and it swells up, and they search it, and then it goes down. Well, it did, didn't it? Where is it? She never said hello or nothing. I thought it was all a bit illegal.
she is.
Yeah, I know she is. And she sat there like that.
Yeah, she do. Like a lump of bloody lard.
God.
Like a bloody lump of lard.
Yes. She got 12 to dinner, Christmas Day, 16 to tea. Don't know if she invited Ben and you, I don't know, she didn't serve.
That's a bloody joke.
She didn't serve.
Yeah, I got him her grand.
Very
nice deal, isn't it? No, but I can't. No, not actually got a Weston. Just outside of Weston.
Just outside. No, I meant to say it's gone down that way,
actually. Yeah.
So.
No, he's silly.
Oh, wow.
Her mother and her sister had to go up now.
Oh, well, they're all gone, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Don't know why, but I think they're gone.
She likes to open up a damp in show. I've got a terrible there, I've got a terrible cord. There she is.
God, somebody's going to drop us in the cart then by getting that back down with the chocolates in it.
Oh, that's stupid.
I was kicking your leg, did you feel me? I thought,
well, I can't pinch it back.
You just borrowed one.
What, one of mine?
Yeah.
I need borrowed it.
You bloody broke to one up bloody morning. You and your bloody daughter.
Yeah.
Jerry,
you had four, Sally had four.
Oh,
you did.
And then you get Ben Graham back.
Well, I'm just saying, I wouldn't have told you.
Shut up, please, it's cold.
I said to an Iowa town.
Leave her alone!
Piss off.
God, and he's bored, he's driving, I'm mad. Well, shut the door up.
Oh, no, on the garden.
Oh, clean. Pain in the ass, yes.
Oh, she sat there.
Yeah? Right about my bloody chair. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's going to break
but
my chair.
But there's a place to sit.
Yeah,
well, there's
a doctor. She said, I won't be able to take you out to lunch till after Christmas now because I'll be far too busy. I said, no, it's
immaterial. Well, she's got 24 bleeding days.
Immaterial to me, I said. Oh, my God.
I said, the date, I said, she'll have 16 to 10. I didn't know she'd been invited them back.
The bloody WI,
the
church,
one of
the
other. I thought she's most rude to sit like that, but that is awful, isn't it? No place to sit. I said, ain't the chair big enough? I nearly
thought it was. I heard the chair go. Yeah. I thought, oh, the bottom of the chair.
Oh, no, horrible.
Worse than a child, isn't it?
If it was a child, I'd say, yeah.
That's it. You say, yeah, I'd sit up properly. I do to our kids if they lean by, says, oi, that chair on its legs.
Sit up properly, that's right. I thought, when you come in, I thought, we're bleeding chocolate.
Yeah.
I got to have bleeding legs, because I need to
sit
up the
hour. I thought, oh my God. You need to do a tour list. Nobody knows.
Oh, she said, so you haven't had any chocolate? I said, no, I bloody haven't.
You're a good girl.
Oh.
Ah, she brought her chocolate or whatever. She gets her drinks from somewhere.
She do.
I mean, where did she get leave from, I'd like to know. Not your Betsy and Sally don't get you anything. Do you like to take out your Betsy?
Yeah, well, of course she would. No, but our Dawn told me, because I did say to her, she said, thank Bet ever so much, Erica kind of her, but she said, she didn't say who. She had a friend of hers, somebody.
Oh, well, heard. Good luck to her.
And I thought, but same as I said to Joe, dinner time, I said, well, if I've been there, so I'll spot a bit up.
I said, you'll be the first to say to her, well, I'm going out there, do you want anything? Oh, Joe said, well, he said, because it seems from the front, and he'd be, you know, run a mile for him. But you'd have thought she would have said, well, she never, so I mean, she got a card for, well, I am going to Macro's. But she's got a card for Macro's.
Okay.
She'd never once said she'd like to come out to Macro's. It's so cheap, her.
But it
It's out that car for.
Oh, you've got a card, you can't go in.
Oh, no, you can't go in without a card. But, I mean, what you're paying, say, say my cheese is nearly £5 a feet, and as the pastas get out there for about £1.50. Ever so cheap. Well, and of course, I haven't got a freezer, but all their frozen stuff's next to
nothing.
Yeah,
I'm rude.
Our place that he
said. I know that somebody works there, is it? They got the card.
It's Carol.
No, I meant to say somebody that works there, is it?
No, he works on the Channel Tunnel. Oh, but they give him out cards from the place. Yeah. And he took our clay up Sunday, and our clay said he's going to take me and his future mother-in-law then out next Saturday. Mm. So he said, get some money together, man. I said, well, I'll have to have down. Right. He said, don't worry about it, it'll be all right. He said, well, I'm going out again with him, and can I get you and Dad cigarettes?
It's cheap now, then. And I think that's like a place where when I just go with our Maureen, we'd go in this, massive.
Ginormous
and
place.
She had to sign and write a card and that sort of. And it was cheap then, because she bought me, I remember playing, I wanted a curtain thing, you know, a big long one with the hooks and that.
Yeah.
And I think then I only had them for £1.25, I mean, back here. I can remember having a great big, and it's then you load your trolley. You load your trolley up then, you have to take a trolley round, like.
Oh, like
because they have a lot, they have a lot,
right? Well, yes,
but she'd buy it by the boat, I'm worried,
It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, save money. Yeah.
Well, our Keaton said, don't get yourself a pasta. He said, just keep hang on to your grocery money.
Yeah, and get it out there.
He's asked double the amount out there, Matt. That's right. So I thought, well, it's all right then. So you better get your Christmas cheese and all your bits
all that,
and all
yeah.
He said there's so much stuff out there, I couldn't reel off what they got.
Yeah, of course, they got everything.
So I said to him, well, Mammy wants a freezer. He said, oh, shut me back up. Get me one. Is that one freezer?
Oh, God, he's trying to bleed and wash machine and all.
Dishwasher, I said.
Dishwasher and all that.
That'll be a year, isn't it? We got all what we want, that'd be never, never got everything we want. You could go on and on, couldn't you? I thought that bedding was cheap she bought downtown yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, but that, well, she bought the girls, it'd be very thin when she got it on. But still, it serves the purpose, don't it?
It's be a lot
But I mean, it's alright for the bum. Yeah. I like that one, that red was nice for the boys. That was cheap. That's alright.
Think you know it's going to take
Well, she got out to bring it a day for them.
She went out and bought all her Christmas cereals, and coffee, and tea bags, and
although she'll spend the money, she don't. She went on
jelly tray of eggs and all sorts. She brought some sort of tray of eggs. She's where they always end it. And washing powder and soaps and toothpaste.
Still, she got the money, then she might as well spend it. And she went
on. She said, "I got everything in now for Christmas."
Well, Joe said, "We have our £10 next week."
This week, isn't it?
Not this week.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's right.
Iris said this week.
I think that's right. Because Joe said, we'll get you, that's right, it must be this. I said, it ain't so early as that. He said, I said, oh, I didn't know that.
Nor did that's tomorrow then, isn't it? Obviously for us.
For you, Thursday for me.
Well, it is.
Which any guess I is, anyway.
Well, he's going to keep
it. Any guess I is.
He said, oh, he's all that dark. He said, get some sweets and chocolate. We got a whole eating load like that in our bag for the kids. He's got to get some more, he said.
I didn't know we had it early. I always thought it was the week before.
Really, that was paid for the girls' night shirts.
It's
disgusting. Really is. Where's the electric man? I wish he'd ever been to come.
I read it. Joe wrecked it up the other one. He said the bill come in just with the gas last time. Near enough with the gas last time. I reckon that'd be a
When the estimate last time?
I don't know.
Or do we have a reader?
No, we read the meter last time.
We have a nice young man come round.
Yeah, we have the meter thing.
I'm not sure.
But all Joe said, he said, I read this the other day. On the other hand, it might not. Our pants said they haven't been there, so.
And he's usually after the gas man.
He follows it all right, doesn't he?
Oh, bloody hell, don't say that. I hate that not knowing.
But still, it might be less, it might be more, we don't know, dear. God.
said, don't worry about
our guy. I said to our Jerry guy, I didn't believe, I mean, I said, I'd left on all night before, and we've had me on every way, you know we have. Mm-hmm. I've had the radiator on in the hallway, I've had the radiator on in the front room. No, well, so our same as our pants. Said, well, Mum, you ain't using no more gas.
Well, no, with the radiators on.
The, well, you've got the water on. I said, no,
it's all running off the same gas.
I don't know why. We don't have our fire on, mate. But he don't go in there if there's anybody inside.
Well, I don't know if he's going in there.
If I goes in there, like, sometimes on the weekend if he's watching football, and I'm sat there, I think he'll put the fire on, put my feet up. I do do that for 10
minutes. That's it.
I don't tell him, although he doesn't mind.
You can't be cold. Don't do a David's mother and father. Fancy she coming in today? She looks half dead, doesn't she? What's the big matter with her?
The rays.
Yeah.
Or is it the white spray?
What's the matter with her?
I don't know. She looks like somebody going to bloody in a trance.
Yeah, I thought she's going to go bleed asleep on the chair.
The eyeballs went, you know.
It's all that shit and junk she takes and all they fucking.
She looks druggy, doesn't she?
She takes all these vitamin pills and God knows what else. And herbal mixtures and all that. That don't do her no good. Bloody fool, ain't she? I mean, she just bugger all at home. Don't know how many times we come in to ask her, does she go to that man now?
That's where she's bloody fat and bloody flabby. Yeah. I mean, I don't bloody scuttle, but.
Well, no, nor do I, but I don't whiz the bag.
Yeah, she's going upstairs. I bet she's got to get behind
it. Oh, my goodness. And her stairs are so steep and narrow. Yeah, because they have to sort of bring the staircase because they built all that on, didn't they?
I think she's so rude. I can't. Well, I mean, all right, I just speak to her, but I couldn't take to her. I couldn't have her as a neighbour.
Oh, my life's the next door. I've been bleeding around with her all the time.
I do that.
Why? That doesn't suit me. Well, that lady don't bother with her next door down there.
Is she?
Got a bit of great fence, huh?
Just as well as
or is the hint, yeah. Oh dear. Got a lovely place there, but we should sort of.
Well, these sort of people don't do us.
Lovely.
I mean, yeah, how many people do have got lovely places? They don't bother, don't
they?
No. It just takes it in their stride. Don't worry.
Funny, isn't it? I mean, she's got that pretty great. Well, all that is glass across there as well.
But she cleans it every day, don't she?
It's absolutely lovely. She's had that spotless, couldn't she? She's a more
pushy. She's too big.
Nobody else, though,
ain't she?
Old man takes his bloody dinner in there. Sits in this easy chair with his feet up with his tray.
She looked a bloody sight.
She wears the wrong clothes as well.
Must
mean her
clothes you don't bloody well.
Well, she
hangs on her, don't it?
Clothes, can't she?
Wow. She could get, and they bloody old boots, shoes she got on.
I had to tell her, I said, sir, why did some bloody pop down to Wallace's?
Yeah.
I mean, Wallace's in town.
Yeah.
It's for the bigger lady.
Look at that, and I turned bloody silver kin on, where his bleak name is. They had a clothes show for the Puller ladies this morning.
Oh.
I'm going to look at that. Forgot it.
But you can get some lovely clothes. There ain't no bloody need of her to be like, not with the money. She got the money. Yeah. I mean,
well,
she
looks as though she stands there and somebody just drops on her. She ain't got a bit of style, has she? You know what her underclothes is like?
Well, the knickers, the bloomers, I thought they were big things, bloody shirt things. Yeah, blowing in the breeze. Yeah. She could have it all, couldn't she? She got the money, yeah? Why the hell don't she sort herself out? I mean, how do we see when he's open up mouth? He's very smart.
But I mean to say, you see these big lasers, but I've seen them on there.
Smart up together.
But I'll tell you, she's smart. What's her name? Very fat lady, this. Take your troubles, Trevor, bloom name.
Claire Rayner.
Claire Rayner. Mind, she did look nice. She looked ever so smart, and I thought, well,
I said, you've got the money, why won't you use it and make yourself, make the most of yourself?
Yeah. Because I looked in Irish, so I said, I'll join like a nice dress. I said, well, I'll get a plenty dress if you want one. And I was looking, and they got red, black in one window, and red in the other one. And they got another one. I think that's dark colours. But I said, oh, that's nice, isn't it? And it was a, what is it, jumper, like for Christmassy, like a silver.
Lomé.
Like a long, yeah. And it was ever so saying a knee, and I said, that's nice. He said, well, granted, if you want, I said, there's a lot of money in it. He said, well, it ain't, if it's a thing you want, it ain't, is it? Yeah, but it's only £35 for a jumper, for a top. Ah, yeah, but I mean, I'm going again, and I have to Christmas.
Wow.
So he has a nice top, they have a nice top there, I like red. He was nice, but it was £35. I don't know, wear it after, jumper.
That's the thing, are you going to wear it after? But she could be dresser to the nines.
I like a nice pair of shoes on if I go out. I like a nice tidy pair of shoes, anywhere special.
Well, you've got a tidy feet.
Nice tidy.
Your hair's tidy.
Your hair's tidy, yes. Nice, yeah.
That's everything.
Because I nearly thought myself, should I have a washing set for Christmas? Because up in the paper shop, they got somebody in on Will Green, and she does it like special for pension. I thought, sorry, don't that matter. I thought, well, I can do my own. It always looks all right. Well, say I have to do it. If I can, Bernice wanted to go right, I'll go right.
Go down Pamela's?
No, I shan't go.
You're not, definitely.
Well,
not.
Things haven't altered, is it? I mean, I had that go with her. She couldn't have said nothing to her. If she did, I should have thought, well, all right, our nan's like that, let's let it go up. But she didn't come up Sunday. She was down there.
Oh, she was there, was
yeah,
she?
Yeah, because I seen the car. Well, she said she was there.
Oh,
she said
the
baby,
puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I said, well, I did say to her this morning, I said, there's a parcel on there, some briefs for the baby and bits of chocolate, which I'll be going up tomorrow. But I can't ask it. It's like, I didn't ought to, but I can't ask for nothing. Isn't it funny? Don't know why. I said, well, I said, I don't know if they're all right for her. So I haven't seen her, so I can't tell. Yeah. But see, I don't know, Beth. It will hurt me. But I daren't sort of do nothing, because that's going to upset old Joe if I do. But my mind will be there all the time. My mind will be there.
I suppose it is Sunday's just the same thinking and wondering.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
She's stubborn, isn't
she? So, just treat it like a Sunday. They don't come Sunday's box.
I said, enjoy that Christmas day, Joe. He said, so did I. He said, it's nice. Oh, I said, I might cook a dinner and think, well, I don't want it. I did enjoy it. It was lovely. It really was. It was lovely, that dinner.
I mean, you know, they're down there Sundays. They don't really bother to come out. So it's only like a Sunday, isn't it?
I should feel awful. Well, like I said, well, Joe said, like, well, I'm bloody afraid of it. I couldn't understand him really saying that. But I said, well...
Well, he hadn't done nothing wrong.
He hadn't done, no. He said, I should, he said, anybody speaks. I mean, there's Terry, we haven't spotted, it's awful, you sit and think about it. I said to our Pam, Terry haven't looked in the bloody door, not as we've seen in a lot, but at least he could come in and say, all right.
Keep in there.
Anybody in that, they say, oh, poor bugger, like, you know, I just, and they'll go through me, I say, ah, bloody come in, you're a poor bugger and me.
So it's your daughter, if she'd invited you to her house, that's actually...
Yeah, but I don't know. And the baby will know us anyway.
Yeah, she She just won't, will she? They forget so fast, don't they?
Well, look at that Sophie, she
yeah,
got that.
But she don't really know why not.
So no. Yeah, see, when he went over the other day, she runs him. Of course, she's seen it in that brief. But I could go on a few weeks, she hadn't seen again. Isn't Maggie?
Oh, you're smaggy.
Maggie with the
all right, my
fringe on top.
How's your mum?
Just saying, I thought she was coming out.
I was just saying it.
She must have been in Monday. She was still there. Well,
she
was
still there.
I seen it
at
Leadville across there.
Julia.
Yeah,
exactly.
Of course,
the motorbike,
yeah.
How is
she anyway?
She's fine herself. They're all flapping around her because her temperature keeps going up and down like a bloody yo-yo. Mm. What's your arm? I'm red all the way down.
What's that, because you've had the injections?
I've been on the drip on that.
Oh, on the drip.
She's got an infection.
Hello. Hello. All right?
Mm-hmm. Her stomach's right up as well. Can't understand where it's
going. Don't they know it? what it is?
Strange,
you know.
Have a nice time?
Was it trading
down there? Everywhere, all around the shops. For all the little small items.
Oh,
was
it
trading down there?
That's nice, isn't it?
I know, never went
for the fancy front.
Oh. Was she pleased to see you?
Yeah.
Oh.
What time are we going out there tonight? Are we still going?
If you want to go. Because I ain't getting any fit.
No. Well, what time are you going? What time have we got being there?
Well, it's from 6:30 till 9.
6:30 till 9.
Yeah.
You want
to
take
tonight? It's purely up to you. If you don't mind, then. Well, it's downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if we don't, it's going to take us hours to get bloody down there and back on
the
bus.
Oh, I love buses. I'm a nuisance, isn't it?
Well, you want to go on that one?
Not on that bike, it's freezing there. It's cold.
I thought perhaps Chris take it one way and claim the other. Ask him when he gets it.
Yeah, could do.
Otherwise it means Chris got him about to
a
woman.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Jurassic Play, no point. If not, then I'll have to give Chris a ring when
yeah, I mean, not only that, if you're going to buy things, you can't bloody cart it home on the bus.
Or pick up it. Well, no, you might bring her down for the ride, lovely Lore. Can you room for you two in the van?
Yeah, for sure. Just put the stuff in the boot, okay, it's going to save you all that. I don't know, when did you go yesterday with that on the bus? I don't know.
There he is, being a bloody nose. Yeah. Back Sunday of coming, look. He's got to come down and see what's going
on. Yeah, watching.
Oh, he's terrible. Somebody, leave her alone.
Yeah, I see how it's changed.
As soon as somebody comes in, he's got to come down.
He sees me with a rash on my neck. Is he?
What's it? Holding my arm's length.
Send Swift off upstairs, he's in on my computer, let him go.
Well, he's going to go out now. You can put the computer on your telly. Stop using our money. You can easily bloody put it on your telly. I don't know why you can't.
Tell him, go on, Jill.
He'd done it before, Julie, when it suited his
He's
convenient.
Set it up before.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So
Charging.
You can take it from our telly to there, because I'm going to watch telly in a minute, okay?
No.
Yes.